This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. investigators are trying to determine what caused a Saudi Air Force pilot in the United States for flight training to go on a deadly shooting rampage at a U.S. naval base in Florida Friday. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Officials say the Saudi Air Force officer, who is an aviation student at Naval Air Station Pensacola, opened fire in a classroom, an attack that ended with him and three others dead.
It's a horrible thing that took place.
President Trump says Saudi King Salman called to offer condolences and the kingdom's anger over the officer's actions. Was it terrorism?
We're not going to report on that yet, but we'll be talking about it very soon.
Officials at the historic Florida Panhandle base say 12 people were hurt in the attack, including two sheriff's deputies. It came 2 days after a sailor at Pearl Harbor killed two civilians and then himself. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The White House said Friday afternoon it will not participate in impeachment hearings against President Donald Trump in the House of Representatives next week. AP's Mike Gracia reports the next hearing is scheduled for Monday.
When the House Judiciary Committee convenes for the next impeachment hearing Monday, the White House will not be present. White House counsel Pat Cipollone has sent a letter to Chairman Gerald Nadler that reads in part, "As the president has recently stated, if you're going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so we can have a fair trial in the Senate." On Thursday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced she's instructed the committee chairman leading the impeachment inquiry to move forward with drafting articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. The hearing scheduled Monday will focus on an impeachment report released this week by the House Intelligence Committee. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Protests over changes to France's pension system continued Friday and are grinding parts of the country's economy to a halt. As Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports, the protests' outcome could depend on how long they can hold public support.
Bus drivers, doctors, teachers, police, and more. Union leaders are saying that the protests that are grinding much of France to a halt over changes to the country's pension system will continue until the government backs down. It's one of the biggest movements in decades. Friday morning rush hour was particularly brutal in the capital. Striking subway staff caused over half of Paris's lines to shut down. Commuters tried to use their cars instead, to met with over 200 miles of traffic jams. Some commuters we spoke to on Friday said they weren't happy with being collateral damage. Next big strike is planned for Tuesday.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. Teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg said Friday the voices of climate strikers are being heard, but politicians are still not taking action. We get more from Reuters' Emer McCarthy.
The 16-year-old, who sparked a global youth-led protest movement, told a panel in Madrid on Friday she hoped the two-week annual round of climate negotiations would help world leaders grasp the urgency of the climate crisis.
That the world leaders, the people in power, grasp the urgency of the climate crisis, because right now it doesn't seem like they are.
By the end of the summit next week, negotiators hope to resolve remaining disagreements on how to implement an accord struck in Paris in 2015 to limit a rise in global temperatures to between 1.5 and 2 degrees Celsius over pre-industrial levels.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Indian police shot dead four men on Friday who were suspected of raping and killing a 27-year-old veterinarian near Hyderabad city. The action was applauded by her family and many citizens outraged over sexual violence against women. However, some rights groups and politicians criticized the killings, saying they were concerned the judicial process had been sidestepped. Hiring in the United States jumped last month to its highest level since January. U.S. employers shrugged off trade conflicts and a global slowdown and added 266,000 jobs. The Labor Department reported Friday the unemployment rate dipped to 3.5%, matching a half-century low, and wages rose a solid 3.1% in November compared with a year earlier. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.